bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, thanks for joining me. It is just a pleasure to ask you to help support Relevant Radio, and that's what we're doing today. You know, we are more than halfway through our Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. I got other things I want to talk to you about other than a pledge drive, but I just want to put it on your radar and let you know that we are more than halfway through the pledge drive, but we are nowhere near halfway through raising the money that we need. So if you could help, thank you. If you can't, then just say a prayer for us. I appreciate it. In fact, let me start with a prayer, and then I want to talk to you a little bit about something that I've been monitoring for quite a while. And I think it has an impact on the culture. Not a whole lot of people are talking about it, but I think more people are now becoming aware. And if we can get this issue right, I think we can change the crisis we're seeing with people leaving the church. And we could see a real difference in what we're seeing on the streets of America and in our culture. I'll give you my observation in a second, but right now let's turn to the Mother of God. We'll ask her in a special way to intercede for your needs, your wants, all those problems, all those prayers that you have. And let's pray for Relevant Radio and the great mission that God has given to it, this mission of evangelization, this mission of teaching the faith, of bringing others closer to Jesus Christ. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You know, it's great to be able to look at life and look at it honestly, right? To evaluate where we are and speak brutally about it. And I think we have a crisis right now in manhood in our country. I'll be honest with you. As a man, I think we have an issue. Men have abdicated their roles of being true leaders and true fathers. There's no doubt about it. I share with you a stat that really resonated with me. You know, I often cover the news of the day, and I remember, I think it was 2015 or 16 or whenever the Baltimore riots were taking place. You know, people were looking at, why are we seeing this discord, this divide? And there was one pundit who threw out a stat that I just could not believe. He had said that around the country, a third of American children, they grow up without a father. A third. I mean, maybe you have. Are your kids growing up without a father? But the thing that struck me was this. He said that in Baltimore, right, when these riots were going on, the number was 62%. 62% of those kids in that city didn't have a father. St. Louis, we saw division there, 60%. You know? And to me, it's an indication that there's something not just wrong with those cities or the government policy, but it comes down to the family. That's what the reality is. There's a real crisis in the family. And, you know, you say, okay, well, maybe that explains some of these broken families or the violence that we're seeing. But I also think as you zoom out, it's also reflective of what we're seeing in the church. You know, I go to Mass every day. And I remember I've gone to Mass every day since I was in my early 20s, really, just about every day. And I'd look around, and there was nothing but gray-haired older women there. And that's not an indictment on anyone who's not dyed their hair or who's elderly. God bless you for being in church. I was a young guy. I was the only one there. And, you know, that demographic hasn't changed a whole lot. I am seeing more men now, though. I do thank God for Relevant Radio. I think it's making a difference. But I remember coming across a stat in my early days of broadcasting. One of my producers, he shared it with me. He said that there was a study done in Switzerland, and it showed how strong the influence of a father is over their children. And it surprised me. The study said that if a father's a regular church grower, right, and the mother regular, only 3% of the children will go and become regular churchgoers. I'm thinking, so the father's irregular, the mother is regular, very small rate of, you know, very small rate of return to church from the kids. I don't know what word I'm looking for there. But if both the father and the mother went, it went up to 33% of the children end up going churchgoers. But what was so stunning about the Swedish study, if a father goes regularly, while the mother is non-practicing or irregular, if the father represents the faith, The percentage of children becoming regular churchgoers, it shot up. It went to 44%. And that, to me, always spoke of the influence of a father. There's something very powerful about the image of a father in prayer. I think it speaks volumes to children of the reality of the power of God. So I think this is part of the problem we're seeing both in the church and in the culture. And I want to talk to a man who I think understands this as well. He wrote a book. In fact, we're making it available to you today. He wrote a book, Because of Our Fathers. And he invited 23 Catholics to tell how their fathers led them to Christ. And we all have lessons from our fathers, don't we? Tyler Rowley is a husband, a father, an entrepreneur, and a great champion of the unborn. And he compiled this book, and I've invited him to join us today just to give us some insight on that. Tyler, thanks for joining me. It's good to talk with you this afternoon.
Drew, thank you. I'm a huge fan, and thank you for inviting me on.
Well, I appreciate it. We're giving the book away, of course. For those who don't know what's in it, let's talk about that. I mean, what motivated you to write this? Because I do think that we have a crisis of fatherhood, of real men in our culture today. If we can get this right, then families will be transformed, and so will the nation. As a family goes a nation, so goes the whole world, John Paul II said. But your thoughts on it, if you could expound.
Yeah, so that the term you were looking there before was generational transmission of faith. That's the verbiage that the Switzerland study used, generational transmission of faith. And I cite that study in the book. And I remember my priest had sent that to me years ago, and it stuck with me this whole time. It's one of the first things I thought of when I went to compile this book. But the very first thing that happened to compile this book was Relevant Radio. And that's a true story. It was Friday morning, and Father Gerald Murray was talking on the radio, and he had buried his father the week before. So he was talking all about his dad on this particular day. You can probably find that show. It was probably about 3 or 4 years ago, but it was Father Gerald Murray. And he told one story in particular that morning on Relevant Radio. He said he was 7 years old, and his dad's getting ready for work like he does every morning. And all of a sudden, he realizes that his dad is going to Mass before he's going to work. He's going to church. So he says, "Dad, you go to church every single day before you go to work? You go to church every day? We only have to go on Sundays." And his dad said, and this is 50 years later that he remembers this, "I love to be with Christ in the Eucharist every day." And this is like a bomb that goes off in young Father Gerald Murray's mind that, the strongest and the best guy in his life, church isn't just some, Sunday family activity. This is the best and strongest guy in my life that's living in humble servitude to God. And this changes how he views the Catholic Church. And ultimately, it's what leads him to give his life to the church through a vocation to the priesthood. And Father Murray is one of the contributors, as is Patrick Madrid and Father Rocky and a lot of other names that you would recognize. But the whole when I heard that story, I said to myself, I thought of that study that you had mentioned that my priest had sent me years before. And then I started to think about all the people in my life. And I started to think, okay, is this true for my family members and my friends? And Drew, I'll tell you what, it was almost 100%. Like, my friends and my family members were all spiritual mirrors of their fathers. So I started to call around to people and ask them, that I was thinking about writing this book, and I'm calling people who I know is committed and serious Catholics, but I don't know anything about their dads. And all I'm talking 90 to 100% of the responses that I got were, in the affirmative. Yeah, my dad was the best guy that I know. He's a very, very serious Catholic. He's the reason that I take the faith seriously. And I just instantly knew, that this is what the church has been teaching for 2,000 years. This is what St. Paul talks about in Scripture. This is what, the father is, evangelize fathers, evangelize the world. And when fathers fall away and men fall away, the faith follows. And the book is sort of trying to give you some practical advice, some real life examples of what men did to keep their children in the faith.
Is there something that stands out? Was there a story in particular that resonated most to you other than Father Murray's? And what's the reaction been too? I'm sure, like I said, I think the Holy Spirit's working. I think it's a very important book for people to have. But what was it that you came away with? What you learned, or what was the most surprising thing you discovered?
I think that I'm writing a series of articles right now that kind of take away the takeaway points and writing an article each on them. The first one that I wrote is called Sunday Mass, and it's not just about, it's not as simple as, okay, you go to church. So many of the people in this book talk about how Sunday was treated differently. Wow. And that's kind of the theme of all the things that these sons and daughters think about with their fathers. They did something, but they did it differently than other people. They did it with care. They did it with precision. They did it with love. So Sunday was, Tony Esplin talks about, we went to Mass every single week, but Sunday wasn't over. First of all, the town, everything was shut down in the town. We had family meals every day. Two by two, all the kids sat on the stairs, all the way up the stairs, eating macaroni and meatballs. Father Scalia talks about how you knew this day was different. You knew that they were setting apart this day because the family was different. He talks about how he knew his family was different simply because the family had nine children. So it's like whatever the father does in these families, he does it in an act of intentionality. He does it in an act of charity. And he becomes this attractive, manly figure in the child's life, whether it's, how many kids they had, what they, how they pray, how they eat, how they go to church, how he treats his mother. He becomes this sort of Christ-like figure in their life. And all of a sudden, he's attractive to the son and the daughter. And then the way that he lives his life becomes attractive to them. And they want to be like him. And if the father is not even in the home, the child has no idea who he's supposed to become. And if the father is in the home but doesn't live his faith, the child is not going to want to become Catholic. Wow. So it really rests with the father.
Yeah, and we see more families being divorced. We see less kids going to church. And it's probably that ripple effect, like you said. The father, once he disengages, that's it. There's a lot of data out there, a lot of studies that show that, if a father is involved, if a loving father is in the family, kids do better in school. They have better self-esteem. They're more empathetic. They have better social behavior, and they're more committed. They're more open to life. They have more emotional security. And today we're living in a time with anxiety, depression, suicide rates through the roof. What advice would you give to those fathers that are listening right now that are disengaged? Because I only have about a moment for you. Some final thoughts on the issue from you. I mean, what advice would you give to them? And I feel bad for the single mothers, too. I have a family member that's a single mother, and it's just like, she's doing her best and has done her best. A lot of moms feel like, uh-oh, my kid is doomed. I know that's not always the case. Maybe you can speak to that before we wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about a 2015 Pew study that says that 27% of Catholics have left the faith, but another 13% of Catholics, they still call themselves Catholic, but they largely don't practice. Right. And I talk about in the book how I'm targeting the men that make up that 13%. And I say, listen, there's something there. You want to be Catholic. There's some sort of grace stirring in you. You need to understand one very simple thing. Your children and your grandchildren will completely lose the faith. Your grandchildren won't even be baptized, will know nothing about Jesus Christ if you don't get your act together and if you don't pass the faith on to them. And if they understand that, then maybe knowing that the responsibility lies on their shoulder will change them. And to a mother who has a teenage son that maybe he's fallen away from the church and there was no dad in the picture, let him read this book. Let him see that maybe I've fallen away from the church because my dad was a poor example. That doesn't mean that the faith isn't true. That just means that I didn't, my father disappointed me and I sort of fell away from the faith. But it's up to each individual person to personalize Catholicism, to personalize Christ, and have a personal relationship with him. And maybe that'll get that 15, 16-year-old kid to realize, maybe I'm going to give this a second chance.
That's awesome. Well, hey, thank you for doing this. I can't wait to read the book. I can't wait to read your articles. Make sure you send them over to our show team. We'll give them some air. I think people need to hear this message, and I do think it's part of the problem that we're seeing in the culture. We get this right, things will change. Thank you, Tyler, for your time. Thanks for writing. Thanks for making this available to us. We do appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless you. It's Tyler Raleigh. The book, if you want it, I'll tell you what, we can get it to you. And this is the way to get it. Very simple, right? Just call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. 0123. It's one of our premiums today. And along with the special St. Peter and Paul medal that we're going to be giving away, it's available. So it will not be available later, but I'm inviting you right now to call. The title of the book is Because of Our Fathers. And it features, you know, greats like my colleague Patrick Madrid and Abby Johnson. Father Rocky wrote about it. And there's a lot of other greats in there, too. But I like the fact that Tyler incorporate a lot of the stats and the data. I think it's always revealing. We've got to take a short pause. When we come back, we'll talk more. Here's the number, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. Could use you today more than ever. It's a really important day to give. And let me take a short pause and let you listen to Father Rocky. I'll be back with Dr. Meg Meeker right after this.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I was happy to join Patrick Madrid and many others in contributing to the book Because of Our Fathers. In this book, we share how our very own fathers guided us in the faith and how their example is so important, so vital in our development as Catholic men and women. Father's Day is only a little over a month away, and because of our fathers, we'll make a terrific gift for your dad or for your husband. Get the book today and the Saints Peter and Paul medal that our own Ashley Neronia took to holy places throughout Rome. Both are yours today only for your donation of $1 a day. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The Saints Peter and Paul medal has been to the tomb and chains of St. Paul, the tomb of St. Peter, and many other holy places in Rome. You get both the book and the medal for giving a gift of $1 a day. That's only $30.42 a month. Give now, 877-291-0123, or give on the Relevant Radio app or website.
And when you give to Relevant Radio, you're giving hope to thousands of others who will tune in one day and hear exactly what they need to hear in the exact moment they need to hear it. I'm Mike Kendall, along with Drew Mariani. I have some great news for you, too. We still have plenty of medals, and we still have plenty of books. Just heard that great conversation with Tyler Rowley. That's not just a good book. It's an important book about our fathers, Because of Our Fathers. That book is yours for $1 a day, as well as the unique premium for today only. And today is the only day you can get the Saints Peter and Paul medals. So we encourage you to make that call now at 877-291-0123 or log online at relevantradio.com. In fact, I'm just looking at a few people who did log online and take advantage of that $1 a day pledge. Pat in Lakeway, Texas, thank you. We heard from North Glen, Colorado, and Joe in Staten Island made a $1 a day pledge this hour. Thank you, Joe. Join the hundreds of others who have made that pledge today by calling 877-291-0123. Great conversation, Drew.
Yeah, Tyler there. I really enjoyed him. I thought he was fantastic. I love the book. I think it's such an important work, Because of Our Fathers. It's available today along with our special premium. If you're just joining us, maybe you're getting out of work, we're halfway through the pledge drive. We still have, as Mike pointed out, a few medals. They're only going to be available today, though. We won't be able to get it tomorrow. These are St. Peter and Paul medals. They were touched to some incredibly holy places. They were on pilgrimage with Ashley and Neron and her husband John, and they were taken to the very tomb of St. John Paul II. They were laid there where the crib of the Nativity is in St. Mary Major's. They were there at the very place where relics of the table of the Last Supper are, amongst many, many other places. So if you would like to receive this medal, you would like to receive this book, then call right now, 877-291-0123. Donations are tax deductible, and your donation, more than anything else, it helps us to continue to bring Christ to the world. It helps us to bring these clear messages of how important fathers are, to bring some perspective to what's going on in the world. We need your help, so please call right now, 877-291-0123.
You've heard of the 2-for-1. Well, this is kind of like the 3-for-1 if you donate online at $1 a day, because you not only get the book and then you get the medal, but you also get the MP3 download that we've been talking about all week. So, and that's a little more focused on mom. So you're going to be taking care of dad and mom when you make that pledge today. All right. 877-291-0123. Just 40 minutes left in the hour. Don't let this opportunity slip by. Today's the only day you can take advantage of it. And when you do, you're giving hope to others. So let's hear from you now at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123.
The truth.
Thanks, Drew. Always a quest for the truth. Now.
And it just reinforced why I love Relevant Radio, because you guys got the truth.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thank you for being here. Feel free to give us a call in studio, too. Maybe you can share, you know, a story about your own father. We're talking about fatherlessness today. And as I was saying a few moments ago, I do feel the impact of fatherlessness in the culture, not just on the streets of America. And we see the stats and the data manifesting in the rates of incarceration and drug addiction and violence in the streets, et cetera. But I really believe we also see it in the church. And the beauty of what Relevant Radio does today is bring perspective and say, hey, you know what? We need good men. Perhaps there is a great lesson your own father taught you. My father was a very devout man. I mean, he was a man filled with many foibles. You know, he had a lot of flaws. He battled addiction, as I've shared with you. But he was the most generous human being I've ever met. He was a prayerful man. Remember, I was with him on his deathbed, and as he was battling for his life, getting ready to draw his final breaths, his lungs were filling up with fluid, and doctors asked, do you want to have these tapped again? And he pointed to heaven. He was a man who understood that life goes on, and not just his word, but by his very, very actions, he communicated that to me. And as a man, gentlemen, I hope you'll do the same thing. I hope you'll be a witness for the faith to your sons. I'm joined today by Dr. Meg Meeker, longtime friend of the show. She's written about fatherlessness. She's written about the importance of father in a family. She's back here today. Hey, doctor, thank you for your time. It's good to talk with you.
Oh, I'm delighted to. Thanks for inviting me, Drew.
Well, I love your book. You know, you're one of the top of my list. Why don't you give a quick plug for it, too, the title of it, and how people can get it.
Sure. Father, Strong Daughters. And then I also have Hero, Being the Strong Father Your Children Need. Be a great Father's Day gift. But I really am out there championing fathers because they get a really bad rap and they're being terribly marginalized in our culture.
It's so true. It really is. You know, you would look at the mainstream media or some of these TV shows, fathers are always the buffoons, right? They're always the ones that don't know how to get things right. But, you know, fathers used to be very present in families. Why have things changed? I mean, why is that no longer the case? Was it no fault to force? What did your research find? What happened to fathers and absenteeism now, if you will?
Well, it's interesting. I've sort of traced it all back. I think that with the rise of feminism, you had women saying, hey, wait a minute, what about us? What about us? We want everything you want. And so they started a revolution. And in order to elevate the significance of women, unfortunately, they put down the significance and importance of fathers. In addition to that, we had the government coming along and saying, hey, wait a minute, families, you don't really need dads. We'll just pay you. We'll just give you a bunch of money. Now, should single moms be helped? Absolutely. But I think that what that did is it said to fathers, you're not really needed. You're not really needed in the family structure to provide anything. And so I think that, and then we just had a continued escalation of women sort of pushing men away and sort of, I think, taking over the homes and communicating to men, you don't need to be at the center. All you need to do is orbit the home and life is good.
Amen to that. My guest today, Dr. Meg Meeker. Doctor, thanks for your patience. I had to take a short pause. We'll be back with more. And I'd love to hear from you. If you want to join us in the studio, it's 888-914-9149. We could certainly use your help on our pledge lines. Give them a call at 877-291-0123.
Our offer is still good. You can get one of the St. Peter and Paul medals for just $1 a day. It's a real easy pledge to make right now at 877-291-0123. Drew, got a great letter here that just came in. It says, Dear Father Rocky, as I was going to write a check for your pledge drive this week, something made me change the amount. I was at Walmart today, food shopping, and I was in line, and there was a young woman in front of me who only had a few items. So I let her get in front of me in line. And as they were checking me out and checking out all of my items, the cashier said I didn't need to give her my credit card. I was a little concerned. It seemed the lady in front of me paid for all my things.
Wow.
Well, it turns out she did. So, Father Rocky, I'm sending you my original contribution, along with an extra $100 on behalf of the woman that paid for me. Please pray for her. Well, we'll certainly do that. Talk about paying it forward. How about that? Somebody, a kind act of generosity, seeing someone maybe she thought might have done a kind act for her, and she paid for all her groceries, and now Relevant Radio benefits from the generosity of this listener. I love that. 877-291-0123. Has somebody done something nice for you? Why don't you pay it and contribute to the Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive, where every little contribution makes a difference for thousands of others who tune in every day.
Well, it's such a great point. You know, we take for granted sometimes the blessings of our life. Maybe it's the raise. Maybe it's the surprise we got from the insurance company. You got a bigger check than you expected, or the tax refund, or maybe somebody blessed you. Maybe somebody, you know, paid it forward or did something kind for you. Maybe they blessed you with that car repair. Maybe the mechanic didn't charge you as much. I love the idea of paying it forward. It's an act of mercy. It's an act of generosity. And I think what you do when you bless others, you bless yourself. If you have been blessed in any way, think about the job that God has given you, the health, the home that you live in, the places you've been able to go, the car that you're now driving. Know that all that is a blessing from God. Could you help Relevant Radio right now? There's a lot of people who value and need Relevant Radio, but they can't afford to give right now. Maybe you can pay it forward by making that donation on their behalf. Call right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com, or by using our mobile app. Mike?
And don't forget about that extra special premium that's only available today. The Saints Peter and Paul medals that traveled all throughout Rome, those could be yours if you donate at $1 a day. But again, the day is running out, and once today is over, those medals are gone. So take advantage of that opportunity by giving hope right now at 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, we are giving hope. I love it. You know, I had Ashley Narona on a little bit earlier. We were talking about that special premium. She took these medals that Relevant is offering to you today. I'm only on the air for about another 30 minutes, 28 minutes now. So if you want to, you can call 877-291-0123. It's a today-only premium, and they've been touched everything from the tomb and the chains of St. Paul to the tomb of St. Peter to Our Lady of Good Health, where miracles abound, to the St. Maria, St. Mary Major, the Nativity there that's housed in that great basilica, to the relics of St. Peter and Paul, and of course, the relics of the Last Table, the Holy Steps, and goes on and on. She said something very striking to me. She said in the conversation I had, she said Cardinal Pell actually said that it's our job to keep God in the news. It's our job to keep God in the news. And I thought that was, if you're not familiar with Cardinal Pell, he's the Australian cardinal who was imprisoned. And I couldn't imagine what he went through. His trial was very tilted, and he wrote a powerful book about his experience in there. But a man who submitted himself to God's will. But he says it's our job to keep God in the news. And that's exactly what Relevant Radio is doing here every day. There's an importance to the work that Relevant Radio is involved with, and we're inviting you to be part of that. One of the great things about doing what we do here is that we're impacting people's lives on a daily basis. We're talking about fatherlessness with Dr. Meg Meeker, who's written a number of books on it. But it's more than that. We help people grow in their faith. We help them to return to the church. We help them to begin practicing the sacraments and truly understanding what those sacraments are. And lives are being profoundly changed. And I invite you in the few minutes we have left here today to do just that. You can call 877-291-0123. And Dr. Meeker's been a great friend of this radio program and this network for years, and she's one of the nation's leading authorities on parenting, on teens, on children's health. And she authored, I think, about six different books. But if you want one on fathers, if that's ringing your bell today, check out Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And you can find her at, I believe it's meekerparenting.com, Meeker, M-E-E-K-E-R, parenting.com. Doctor, it's good to have you back here with us. Thank you for all that you do. And I know you've written things on 10 Habits for Healthy Mothers. We got Mother's Day coming up. You got a lot of other books there too. But I know you also value and understand the importance of this platform with Catholic Radio, and how important it is to help families really get refocused and grow strong, grow healthy, because As the family goes, so goes the nation, so goes the whole world. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And I am a strong advocate of Relevant Radio and the importance of bringing to the world a biblical worldview. And I think those of us who have it sometimes forget how different it is from a secular worldview. You know, just listen to the news. And as I see the next generation grow up, I think that this is exactly what they need. Because if you veer from a biblical worldview, you go to dark places very, very fast because you don't have the plumb line of truth. You start to, and we're seeing that now, we start to do what we feel like doing. If you want to transition to a boy or man and you're a woman, why not? If you want to have an abortion, why not? Because there's no plumb line. So it's critical to keep Catholic programming on the air because it keeps us grounded, and it's a great evangelism tool.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're called to do it, aren't we? I mean, Christ gave us all the Great Commission.
Yes.
He said, go out and make disciples of all nations. And a lot of people say, how do I do that? I'm not an author like Dr. Meeker. You know, I'm not a broadcaster. I mean, how do I do that? I often think you can do that by supporting the apostolates that are doing just that. You can call 877-291-0123 and be part of this. Look, we need this. I'm so, when I watch the news, Doctor, I don't know about you, my wife is telling me a lot of her friends don't want to watch the news anymore because it's all the same. It's so depressing. It's so dark. Yeah. The direction the country's heading, and if you just watch the news, you'd actually get anxiety. And they're like, we don't want to watch it anymore. When you turn on Relevant, you get a look at life through the eyes of our faith. And there's hope. There's been dark times all throughout human history. And I know that with the light of Christ, there are brighter days ahead. And I think the world needs to hear that because you must have clients. You must see the depression and the anxiety that a lot of people are enduring today. And I think what's absent in their life a lot of times is hope. And the message of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. We have the good news. And I think that so often we forget to end the bad news with the good news. I remember I was down at EWTN headquarters doing a show a number of years ago, and this priest looked at me and said, how do you keep doing what you're doing? It's so depressing. And I looked at the crucifix in his wall, and I said, Father, we win. You know, we win, and we have to keep that in mind because we can bring the news to people and say, and yet there's hope, and yet God's seen all this before. We don't have to live with despondency, and that's what we'll get if all we have is secular news because it is depressing. And I will tell you, Drew, I listen to you every day to keep me encouraged.
Awesome.
And we all need it. I mean, it's the way we fellowship with one another. So I think it's very, very important.
Hey, Doctor, I'm curious too. I know you're not a psychiatrist, but depression and anxiety, it's rampant today. The rate of suicide, I had somebody call the chaplain of Divine Mercy the other day because a 12-year-old took her life. I mean, that to me is just, oh, my heart, it aches a little bit every time I even think about that. Why are we seeing such a rise in this? And what's the antidote to it?
Well, I think that, again, if you sort of trace what's been happening, I think the rise of suicide and depression has skyrocketed because of COVID. And I really believe that has skyrocketed because kids are pushed into isolation. And we really teach our kids to be autonomous, to not need anybody, to not depend on anybody. You know, that's kind of what we do as adults. Kids can't live that way. We are created by God for relationship and good relationships. But kids aren't given opportunities for good relationships with their parents. A, they're not spending any time with their parents. And B, I think the relationships that they do have with kids are really very superficial and fractured. Because really at the root of it, I think it's hopelessness and it's loneliness and it's feeling incredibly isolated that pushes kids into suicide and depression. I really do.
It's tragic. I hope that when COVID is behind us, things change. But we need help is what we need, as you point out so beautifully. And, you know, I'm grateful for your books, too. Mother's Day is coming up. We need strong mothers and we need strong fathers. We're talking about both of those today. And if you want to join us, feel free to dial in to the studio. We're 888-914-9149. I do want to remind you, we are halfway through our pledge drive, though, and just... if you're just tuning in, we do have a special premium today. There is a book on fathers. I'd love you to have it. I think it'll be a blessing. We'll give it to you along with these medals that have traveled to some of the holiest places you'll find in Rome. And it's our way of saying just thank you to you. That special premium comes in at $1 a day, but there's lots of other premiums and lots of other ways to give. And we really need you because we're more than halfway through the pledge drive. Our number, 888-914-9149. It's a studio number. The pledge line is 877-291-0123, and we have limited supplies. Once they're gone today and today only. And, Doctor, I'm grateful for your contribution to Catholic media in general. I remember a time, and we've really been outgunned and outnumbered in terms of Catholic media. Our Protestant brothers and sisters, God bless them, they jumped on this train earlier than the Catholics did. And they really have used it quite effectively. But Catholics, I think, now are really beginning to gain traction. And there's something about the beauty and the truth of our faith. The truths of our faith are eternal. And I often say, as a broadcaster, I'd go toe-to-toe with any secular counterpart on any issue, whether it's immigration or life or contraception or just war, whatever it might be, because the Church has such a rich, rich teaching, you know, that we can stand on. I think the world needs it. No, go ahead. I'll let you respond. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, and I have gone toe-to-toe. I went toe-to-toe with Planned Parenthood probably 6-7 years ago at the University of Pennsylvania, and it was very interesting because at the end, she kind of backed out, and there were television cameras, and she said, I refuse to let you show this anywhere, and they said, ma'am, it's a public forum. It was all on absence education in the schools, and we have the truth to stand on. And one of the things that I try to do is to bring biblical truth that aligns with medical truth and science, because they go hand in hand, you know. And so we can, in any issue like abortion or sexuality or transgender, whatever, we can talk about, you know, how medically it doesn't serve people well, but we can also talk biblically how it doesn't serve people well. We have so much strength and power in our arguments. We really need to stand up and start using it and not be so intimidated. And I really think the Catholic Church has really taken the lead on abortion issues. And there you go. If we didn't have the Catholic Church fighting against abortion, where would we be?
Yeah, we didn't have the Church fighting on a number of these issues, where would we be? I mean, we've got the Equality Act. We've got so many other things that are coming our way. We are living in very special times. Doctor, I got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us. And again, did I get your website right? Was it meekerparenting.com? Is that the best way to connect
to
you?
That's it.
All right. Hey, thank you.
No,
we'll talk again soon, all right? I'm grateful for your time. Always good to have you. I've got to take a short pause. I'm going to be back. Mike Kendall will be joining me in a second here. When I return, I'll take a few of your calls. You can join us, 888-914-9149 in the studio. But I do have to just take a short breath here. If you could, I only have 15 minutes left. I would love to see 50 people in the next 15 minutes join me. It's 3-4 people a minute. It'd be great if you could do that. Would you consider making a pledge? We're more than halfway through this drive. More than halfway. Okay? We're not quite halfway to our goal. So we got a big hill to climb, and we need relevant radio. My gosh, this country needs it. We need these truths about fatherhood and motherhood. We need the message of Jesus Christ. We need it delivered in a way that relevant is doing it. We are changing lives. We're changing families. We're changing the country. I believe we're changing the world, and we are blessing the Church, and you're part of that. But we need you to call right now. So don't miss this opportunity. I invite you to join me. Would 50 heroic people join me at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or our mobile app. I'll be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
there's probably someone listening to Relevant Radio for the first time today. What would you tell them about what you've learned and why they should listen, Charlie?
Oh, gosh, having gone away from the faith for a while and getting back, just listening to the stations for the past handful of years, I've just learned so much about the faith. It's unbelievable, and I can't thank you guys enough.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Donate now to support our mission. Give a tax-deductible gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
We'd love to hear from you if you've never donated before. It's fast, easy, tax-deductible, and you can give in any amount. Call and donate now, 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123.
Good afternoon. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani during the Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio. It's a special day during our pledge drive. This is the only day where we have this unique premium where you have an opportunity to pick up a Saints Peter and Paul medal for just a dollar a day. Your dollar a day pledge qualifies you for the medal. You'll get our regular weekly premium too, the book Because of Our Fathers. And if you donate online, you'll get the special MP3 download. But Drew, you had asked for 50 people to step up. They're responding. Almost every one of our lines right now at 877-291-0123 is full. So I encourage you to log online at relevantradio.com. You can make your pledge there as well. But today's the only day you can take advantage of these special medals. And I'll tell you, I can verify that Ashley Nerona and her husband John went to all of these sites. They went to the Tomb and Chains of St. Paul. They went to St. Peter's Basilica with these medals. They went to the Relic of the Table of the Last Supper. And Drew, they took a picture of every one of the sites and sent it to us last week. So that was pretty neat to see. But so few of us have an opportunity to actually visit Rome. So this is a really nice way to bring a part of Rome into your home. You got on one side St. Paul, on the other side St. Peter. It's really cool. Just a dollar a day. You can afford that. If you were going to make a dollar a day pledge this week, today's the day to do it because these medals will not be available tomorrow. So again, the number 877-291-0123.
What always happens, Mike, too, and I always feel bad. People will call tomorrow or later and say, I've really thought about it. I would like to get the medal. It's a special premium for today and today only. And it really is it's a blessing. I mean, these places that it has gone to, I've prayed at, and they're anointed. There's grace there. You feel the presence of God in a special way. I only have a few minutes left, about 12 minutes left in this hour, so it's not too late to call. You can still get in looking for 50 heroic people. As Mike said, please, you can go online. If you do that, you're also going to get a special MP3 download that was done by Father Rocky. It's called Why We Love Mary. Father was on with me a little bit earlier. He says, you know the three reasons why? It's in that MP3. And that's yours if you use the mobile app or if you go online to relevantradio.com. If you want to pick up the phone and speak to somebody, leave us your prayer intention. We'd love to do that. It's at 877-291-0123. Please call right now.
Just 21 more people to step up, Drew, and we'll hit your goal of 50. That's great. Now it's just down to 20. 877-291-0123. And it's fun to think of where we're sending St. Peter and St. Paul. We're going to send them to Lakeway, Texas. Thank you, Pat, for your pledge. We're going to send them to Chicago, Illinois, and Lorraine, Lily in Los Angeles, California. And we just got a pledge for a dollar a day in Eastern Virginia. Daniel, God bless you. Join them. Call 877-291-0123.
Get the facts now. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, it's one of my old school bumpers. I like that, Jake. Thank you. Hey, thanks for joining me. 11 minutes left in the hour. 877-291-0123. Make that call, would you? Would you make a pledge? I asked for 50 people just to close my hour out, and I'd appreciate it if you join me in it. We are in our final few minutes of our Wednesday. And then, of course, Thursday and Friday are it for Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. And everything we receive helps keep us on the air. And we're grateful for it. And I'd like talking with you. Feel free to call me in the studio. In fact, let me go to Oakland, California now. Say hello to Bonita, who's been waiting to join in. Hi, Bonita. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Drew. So this is about, you know, how your dad, your Catholic dad, has been an important person in your life.
Sure.
And so I remember all the important events, like starting when I was really young at 5, my mother asked my father to teach me how to pray. And he taught me my night prayers. I still remember exactly how he taught me. And this is like 70 years later. No, wow. 65 years later. And he took me out to get my first communion dress. That was a big event in my life. And I still remember the dress he picked out for me. And also, I remember going to confession with him. And afterwards, he was praying to St. Joseph. And that still sticks in my mind. So there are many important things like this that I'm remembering.
I love it, Bonita. You know what it speaks to? It speaks to the fact that fathers not only can influence their sons and their daughters in a positive way by their actions, but I remember somebody on one time, I was, I think, watching a football game with somebody, and some cheerleaders came on, and, you know, guys were looking at her, making a comment, and the wife turned to the husband and said, you know, do you want your daughter hearing you speaking like that? So our actions sometimes, you know, can influence for the good or for the bad. And a daughter will pick up the objectification of a father looking at somebody else or making an improper comment, but at the same time has profound impact when he prays. And I've said it earlier, I really believe there's not a more powerful visual than a father in prayer on his knees. You know, I remember seeing John Paul II pray. There was something about his communion with God. I think the same thing when your kids say it. I hope when I draw my last breath, my kids will look back and say, my father was an honorable man. He was a prayerful man. He loved God. He did his best to be a good father and a good husband. And, you know, I think, gentlemen, if you're listening to me, that should be all of our credos, should be all of our mantras, because we're going to be evaluated and judged when we stand before God on how we fulfilled those particular vocations. I know a lot of people are single moms. I have a sister who raised her son alone. She was a single mom. And I always tried to be a male influence in my nephew's life. And I feel my heart always goes out to any single mother that's out there, because I know it can be a task. You worry when you hear all these stats and data about being fatherlessness, but you got to trust God's grace is going to do something too. Let me sneak Fair Oaks, California into the conversation. Mary's there, and she's listening to us and wants to sound off. Hi, Mary. Good afternoon.
Well, hello, Drew. I've been a anniversary year, this 25th anniversary year listener of...
Wow.
Immaculate Heart Radio and Relevant, too.
That's
so
great.
Since 1996, I had a wonderful father, and I'm sure that he's at peace. But I have acquaintances who have not had the luxury or the richness of having father. So I'm calling about a man who's an adult now, and unfortunately, he was born out of wedlock, didn't get to meet his father, so... he has no brothers, sisters, no aunts, uncles. He's all by himself at the age of 58 with health issues and on a disability. Can't find anybody to take him in to get a room. During his mother's illness, he went through quite a bit of money taking care of his mother. What do I do to help somebody out like this? I've gone to the Knights of Columbus. I've gone to churches. I've done so much in 1 month, and all I get for answers are, sorry, you know, I don't, I like my privacy, or I don't like to be with people.
Yeah. Mary, there's only so much you can do. I know you feel like the responsibility falls on you. But as a 58-year-old adult, I mean, there are services that are out there. He should contact the state. He should look into unemployment. There are, as you point out, you went to different charities. There's a lot of resources that can give him direction. And above all, of course, you can pray for him. I mean, it's a tough situation. And a lot of people are listening right now. I'm sure I'm going to get calls of people who can say, hey, he should do this, this, and this. If you want to pass him along, I'll try to bring him to air if I have time. But I hear the bumper roll and I have to take a short break. Mary, thank you. We'll be praying for him. We'll be praying for you too.
Thank you for wrapping up your day with the Drew Mariani Show. My name is Mike Kendall. I'm Executive Vice President of Programming here at Relevant Radio. Joining you for a couple of minutes during our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Our number is 877-291-0123. Our website, relevantradio.com. And if you've been listening for a while and you've downloaded our Relevant Radio app, you can make your pledge right there on our mobile app. Our need is $2.7 million. Our need is real. We need that money to keep our operation afloat. And Drew, you know this. We talk about it all the time with audience data. We know that over the course of a year, a million individuals might tune into one of our Relevant Radio stations across the country. And yet, by the end of this week, we may have only about 13 or 14,000 who are willing to step up and donate and keep our mission going. So we're turning you to you today and asking, will you be one of those heroes, the 1 or 2% who not only listen, but also donate? That puts you in an elite group of listeners. But more importantly, your sacrifice, whether it's $25 or $25,000, you are changing lives and impacting those who do not give for whatever reason. And there are many reasons, including the inability to give. So I'm inviting you to give hope right now at 877-291-0123. And if you donate at a dollar a day, Drew, we've got a great deal for everyone today, don't we?
We certainly do. And Mike, we have a few minutes for people to take advantage of that. For a dollar a day, if you can come in at that heroic level, we're going to give you the book, Because of Our Fathers. And this is a great book. I just spoke to the author. You will love it. Patrick Madrid, Father Rocky, Abby Johnson, a lot of great contributors to this book, sharing amazing insights and the influence of their fathers. And maybe you're a new father. Might be a great read for you. Maybe you've been a father and you say, hey, I can pick up a lesson or two. Great, great book. It's yours along with this very special St. Peter and Paul medal. And this is a medal that was in Rome during the COVID pandemic. It went into some very, very holy places. Ashley Navarona and John, two wonderful contributors to our network here, placed it at the very site of the holy doors that are only open during these Jubilee years. They went to the tomb of St. Peter. They were there at the very nativity site, creche of our Lord that is there in Mary Majors. They were there at the holy steps, the very steps that Christ climbed to before Pilate, and so many other places. That's just a few of the places. That's all yours today if you call 877-291-0123, or if you go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. And again, it's a dollar a day. If you can come into that heroic level, it'll move the needle. If you can't come in at that level, then make a pledge in any dollar amount, because we need you. We need you more than ever today. 877-291-0123.
I love these medals, too. You can take a look at them at relevantradio.com. Most medals usually have just kind of a flat backing with the image on the front, but on this, you have one saint on one side and the other saint on the other, so you get two saints, both St. Peter, St. Paul, the patron saints of Rome, in one medal. It's really, really cool. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Just six more calls to get to your 50, Drew,
That'd
and we only
great.
Have 2 minutes to go.
That'll be great.
So let's keep those calls going. Hey, it's been fun answering phones and looking through the call data here. It's amazing the universality of our reach, Drew. Today we talked to a business executive in Providence, Rhode Island, to a farmer in northern Minnesota. There was a young woman who runs a floral shop outside of Los Angeles. We've heard from so many different walks of life during this pledge drive. And if you've ever seen a Mass from Rome or visited the Vatican on a pilgrimage, you really come to know that the Catholic Church is truly the universal church. All nationalities, all races, all walks of life. And Relevant Radio is the same way. We collect people from all over America, Catholics in large cities, in the suburbs, in the rural farmland of Middle America. We want your support right now at 877-291-0123. Just two more calls to go, Drew. Two more calls and we're going to hit your goal. 877-291-0123.
Well, you can do it. Join us. Not too late to make that call. 877-291-0123. Thanks, Mike. Cale Clark is coming up straight ahead. Stay tuned for more great programming. And, of course, you can join Father for the Rosary a little bit later tonight. But we're grateful for your generosity, and we really do need it. May God bless you. Have a great day.